I like feeling like an outsider. The moment you feel like you're an insider and you know everybody, that's when you stop really asking the tough questions.
Listen. Don Lemon from our New York studios up in Harlem. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom Joyner and crew. The Los Angeles Police Department defending officers who shot and killed an unarmed man, homeless man, during this violent confrontation. Listen. Chaos. Six officers were on the scene. Officers used a taser first. You can hear it in the background. It didn't stop the suspect, so they shot him. Five shots were fired in all. LAPD's chief says the man went for the officer's gun. They showed a screen grab of it during a press conference. Chief Charlie Beck is asking people to reserve judgment until the investigation is finished, but some people on the scene of that shooting had already jumped to conclusions, calling the black officer involved in the confrontation a sellout, a B-word, and screaming, "The black MF-er killed him."
Good night.
That's the one that killed you right there.
They were also screaming other profanities at the officers. When asked if we're getting to the point where if a white officer shoots a black suspect, he's racist, or if a black officer shoots a black suspect, he's a sellout, Neil Franklin, who is a retired state police major who is black, told me this on CNN last night.
I think we're not getting to that point. We're already to that point. We've been there for a while. With the number of police killings that we've unfortunately had over the past few months and years in this country, you know, it's case after case after case, and people are frustrated. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you're going to have people shouting various things such as what you saw in the video, and it's very unfortunate. Yeah. And we have to get on this, on top of this, ASAP.
Tom Verney is a retired NYPD officer. He is white. He tells me, and this is a quote from him, "I have worked with a number of black officers over the years at all kinds of different demonstrations we would be at. I would catch some of the heat from the black folks for being the white officer. The officers who stand next to me would catch just as much, if not more, if they were black officers than I would. They would often be demonized. And I said to him, why was it worse for the black officers?" He says, "On some occasions, it would be as bad or worse for a black officer than it would be for a white officer. Because there are people," I think he says, "who really believe that the officers, if they are the same race, black or Hispanic, that they would feel that they were a sellout in some way, that they have sold out their race by working for the police department." So after Ferguson, there was an outcry about police departments across the country being diverse enough, specifically not having enough black officers in black communities. If that is to come to fruition, we, as a retired black police major said, we have to address the reasons why people feel that way as soon as possible. Black unemployment is higher, we know that, than whites and Hispanics. A job as a police officer would be a good job to anyone, especially if you don't have a job.
Yeah, but I think you hit it, you nailed it. When someone says they want to be a police officer, there's a
stigma, you think?
Yeah, don't you think?
I think there is a stigma sometimes, but I think that
it's not fair.
I don't think it's fair, but the reason people react that way is because many people feel, for obvious reasons, that their rights are being trampled upon. The white officer told me that as well. And so that's why I said we have to address the reasons why, not just people calling people sellouts and all that stuff, but the whole thing needs to be addressed. Why do people feel that way? But it's still a good job, and maybe if more black officers were in the police department, then we wouldn't have many of these incidents.
Okay. All right, Don Lemon, give us something to think about.